ITV News briefly for the first day of the week, Monday, October 20th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. Here we go. That Audi Concept C, which is either, depending on what you read, the new Audi TT or the new Audi R8 electric version, was shown off as a concept car at the IAA show recently. They've actually built one. Audi have let Autocar magazine in the UK drive it. So prototypes are... concept cars, really, are sellotaped together, really, with sticky tape. However, whatever platform they've built it on, they've built a one-of-one and let the magazine drive it at low speeds. You can't tell anything apart from, the overall impression of what Audi think a sports car should be. So the broad brushstrokes, putting the batteries behind the driver sitting very low. When the car arrives in 2027, it'll handle how it handles and it'll behave how it behaves, but this drive wasn't about that. It's about what Audi think a sports car will be in the EV world as battery technology improves. Really interesting. Link in the show notes. Volkswagen are showing off the ID Unix 07 EV. This is the new Chinese vehicle that's nothing to do with MEB's platform. It's a new clean sheet design for electric vehicles. China for now, but could we get something like that? Because the ID7 that we get, especially the Tourer, is a fantastic vehicle. By the way, I think when I charge it to 100%, it showed me 324 or 330 miles on the dash. Like, that's a mega car. I loved it. Maserati is cutting $50,000 off their US EVs. Things like the Folgore, Gran Turismo, and Gran Cabrio. Okay, these are $200,000 vehicles. But given the average new vehicle in the United States just tipped over 50 grand, Maserati effectively taking off the price of a whole car from their cars. EV Play is coming from a new startup in California, which will make Android Auto and Apple CarPlay work with your Rivians. They're looking at rolling them out on GM vehicles as well, so that you can still get the car you want, and then afterwards add Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. You have to connect it up to the CAN bus and the fuse box and stuff, but it takes about half an hour. Looks pretty cool. 90% battery health is guaranteed by one of the big fleet operators over here, Motability. And when they defleet their vehicles, either the end of the equivalent of a lease, they've been running a pilot scheme with those that buy those vehicles and then kind of remarket them. And they found it was a really big deal to say, we guarantee 90% battery state of health on our used EVs. And they felt that gave the dealers a confidence to buy from them. So they've made that pilot scheme permanent. I think retail as well could really benefit from these kind of battery guarantees. A lot of people are worried about battery. They've read the kind of the fake news about batteries, or just the misinformation from people with, you know, not a nefarious story, just because people are not informed enough. Tesla's Roadster will come this year, according to Franz von Holzhausen, talking on the Ride the Lightning podcast over the weekend. Elon's been saying it comes every year, like full self-driving. He's in line with his boss. We'll see. It's since 2017, they've been taking people's money and haven't delivered a vehicle, so we'll see. Rivian is adding live charging data and plug and charge. The forthcoming software update integrates better with Electrify America and Iona. Mexico is rolling out a big charging hub in San Pedros de los Pinos in Mexico City. 104 connectors on this one, a nice big charging hub. SK North America talking about their $12 billion capital investment in the United States, Georgia and Kentucky. Being talked about a lot as huge investments for SK, and their investment in the US being talked about at last week's Battery Show North America. VW will make the electric Crafter at Poland. The Reżnia facility is being expanded, and Volvo say that wireless EV charging, the likes of what we've seen on the new Cayenne coming soon, is a gimmick, and they won't be doing the same. That's briefly.